You're listening to a podcast from Every Nation Macau. God, in His boundless ways, may not always reveal Himself through dramatic manifestation. He can also speak to us in His still, small voice. Let's hear how we can focus our listening and obedience to God by listening to Him through His whisper.
All right, you may be seated. Welcome to Every Nation Macau. We exist to honor God and make disciples. Now, I want to say this with a heavy heart. Okay, for those of you who always join us in our live stream, we want you to know that this will be the last Sunday that we're going to have this. The reason is that so that you can also attend the on-site services that is being held, particularly in the Philippines, okay? We want you to be, you know, to be connected, okay, properly connected, and get to know the people in the congregation where you intend to attend. Amen? So this will be the last Sunday. So, but anyway, we will be seeing you sometime. Anyway, so also just want to acknowledge those of you. We had our first day of Victory Weekend, okay, yesterday, and we have 20 participants, okay, in our Victory Weekend. You know, supposed to be 24, but something happened with a four. Others, you know, wasn't allowed to take their day off. So anyway, if you are part of the or one of the participants in our Victory Weekend, can you please stand up? We want to acknowledge those of you. Yes, Yen, and the rest of these guys. You know, some of them attended our first service at 9 a.m. And thank you so much. And also, I believe that others will be attending tonight or on Wednesday. All right. So, anyway, again, I would like to mention that our new series is called Whisper because the reason is we want to help you in terms of how to listen to God. Okay, that word whisper in Hebrew is demama. Okay, say demama. Okay. Can be translated as silence or stillness or calmness. Okay, so whisper. Okay, our prayer is that as God whispers to our ears, that we will be able to hear from Him, okay? That we'll be able to capture what He is saying to us. Now, I want us to understand that many people today are really battling in restlessness, right? Maybe you came here this morning and you feel agitated. You know, there's so many things happening in your mind, okay? And so there are a lot of negative thoughts and peace becomes elusive. And I want you to understand that a lot of people are going through that kind of, you know, situation nowadays, especially because of this pandemic. And as a matter of fact, a lot of people are going through hopelessness. Now, what do you do when you are in that position? You are disturbed, you are distressed or agitated. And what will help you, basically, to calm down? What will help you to feel relaxed and live a peaceful life in a way? May I suggest this morning that God's whisper will take down everything that agitates you and give you rest. Amen? How many of you know that God is a God of peace? God is a God of rest. That's why Jesus said, come to me, those of you who are heavy burdened, and I will give you what? I will give you rest. So you come to Jesus. You know, he likes to, you know, to continually speak to your heart, continue to dispel all those, you know, voices that tries to invade your life. You know, those negative voices that somehow bring lies and put all those accusation or condemnation against you. See, every time, for me, every time I hear the whisper of God or the voice of God, there's always calmness in my soul. You know, that's my personal experience. Every time. You see, that's why I mentioned earlier that He is peace. You know, the Bible says the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen? So if the Spirit of God is in you, you have peace. You will have peace. And, you know, the enemy would, of course, try to, distract you or disrupt that peace. But then again, as you acknowledge the presence of God, as you continue to, you know, to allow the Spirit of God to fill you every single day, that peace that passes all understanding will guard your heart. Amen? So Psalm 32 verse 8, it says here, this is God saying, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. So the voice of the Lord instructs us. The voice of the Lord counsels us. The voice of the Lord guides us and teaches us in the ways that we should go. Amen? In the direction that we should go. How many of you here, you experienced that in your own life? God leads you to His purpose. God leads you to His will. God leads you into His ways. You know, that's what the Spirit of God does to us. He leads us. He whispers in our ears about God's will and His ways and His purpose. Amen. Praise God for His whisper that guided me to become a minister. You know, I will not be here in front of you today if only on my choosing. I won't be here today if not the Spirit of God who whispered in my ears telling me you will become a minister, you will be a missionary. It was the Spirit of God. That is, you know, that still small voice of the Spirit of God who directed me, who counseled me, and told me, okay, to go to the nations and become a missionary and a minister. Amen? So He speaks to us. As God has directed me in the past, as God has spoken to me, same thing for every single one of us. We have that privilege. Amen? All of us, again, that is part of how God created us. He created us not only for His purpose, but also He created us to be able for us to hear from Him. I'm going to talk more about that in a little while. His voice also helped me avoid any harm. You know, and imagine when I think about this in my own life, how many times that God really spared me from getting into trouble. You know, I still remember one time I was stricken by anaphylactic shock. You know, I almost died. But the voice of God came upon me and telling me and assured me that everything will be okay, that I will be spared from death. You know, God would do that. You know, sometimes we go through challenges in life or tests in our own life, but God's assurance, His voice would always give you that assurance that you will be okay because His hand is upon you. Amen? Imagine if the voice of the Lord is not there to guarantee the purpose of God, to give guarantee about the promises of God, we will be always misled, right? We'll always stray away from the purpose of God. But praise God because God speaks. Tell the person next to you and say, God speaks. Now, there are factors to help us hear the voice of God. How can we hear God? And there are three particular things that I want to mention. Of course, there's some more that we're going to talk about in the coming weeks. But from this scripture that we have read, there are three things I would like to highlight. The first one is personal. Everybody say personal. When I say personal, I'm talking about our you know, right relationship to hear God. Okay? Having a right relationship to hear God. In first, again, going back, 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 4, it says, "Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, 'Here I am.'" Now, just like what I've said earlier, God speaks to His people. Now, the question is not about if God speaks, but the question is, are you listening? If we are listening. Because even the Bible says that if you look at the skies, if you look at the clouds, God speaks. Just look at the heavens. Just look at what's happening in the world. Many times we are just missing what God is telling us. When you go through troubles in your life, even there are things that God reveals to us that we cannot comprehend. We cannot see via our natural eyes. And we cannot hear because our ears are bombarded with other voices. And we're going to talk more about that. What are those voices? But then again, I want us to know again that God speaks to us. Now, why would God wants to speak to us in the first place? Because He is a personal God. Or He is a relational God. Now, if you are a born-again Christian, if you are a Christian, you have a personal relationship with God. And He deals with you personally. Everybody say personal. He's dealing with us in a personal level. If He speaks to me, if He speaks to Pastor Jeff or the leaders, He's also, He wanted to speak to you. And He is speaking to you. But then again, the question, are you listening? Are you listening to the voice of God? Because you see, we were created for communion. We were created for fellowship with God or to fellowship with God. From creation, if you trace back, you go back to the book of Genesis, when God created man and woman, created mankind, God already revealed that His desire for fellowship. That's why we were created in His likeness. That word likeness is also the word resemblance. Why would God create us in His resemblance? Because you know why? Because it's God's nature to commune. It's God's nature to communicate. It's God's nature to fellowship. And we were created for that. Amen? Are you getting this? Just like how many of you here, you are married. Of course, if you want to develop that your marriage, if you want your marriage to grow and continue to be healthy, what do you need to do? There's no way that your marriage will work apart from communication. The most important foundation in marriage is communication. So if you are not communicating with your spouse, there's something wrong. Your marriage will not last apart from communication. You've got to communicate. You see? Listen, what keeps me going is my constant communication with God. I have what I have with the Lord. That's the reason why, imagine I've been walking with God for 30 plus years. If there's no communication, there is no communion with God, this will not work for me. I won't last. The reason why I'm still here is standing. We have been challenged many times. My family, there were, situations that it's really hard to navigate in our own life, through our own abilities. But the reason why we are remaining standing is because there's God. There's the Spirit of God who leads us, who directs us, who continually whispers to us what we should do. And He guides us. Hearing God's voice makes me pursue God. All the more you hear from God, the more that you have the appetite. It grows, that appetite to pursue God. It makes you want God more. It makes you become more passionate for the things of God. You know why? Because as you hear the voice of God, that inspires you, encourages you. That no matter what challenges that come your way, it doesn't matter because your eyes is fixated to know Him. He is a personal God. Do you have a right relationship with Him? Right relationship to hear God. His whispers makes me, be drawn to Him even more. And makes me desire to fellowship with Him. So you see, that's what the reason why we have to familiarize ourselves to the voice of God. Yield. You have to yield. Incline your ears to hear His voice. Jesus said this, John 10:27, "My sheep hear My voice." Again, if you are a believer, a born-again Christian, you hear the voice of God. You know, two implications from this verse alone. When Jesus, "My sheep hear My voice," is basically saying that, if you are a believer, you have the capacity to hear the voice of God. And the second thing is that when He said, "My sheep hear My voice," He's basically saying also, are you listening to His voice? Because you have the capacity and you must listen. You must be able to come to a place where you want to listen to the voice of God. Now, how does God speak to us? How do you hear from God? First, three scriptures. The reason why, again, we keep on pounding the Bible. The importance of the Bible. Next, dreams. How many of you know that God speaks through our dreams? Amen? And you can see that many times in the Bible, personalities in the Bible, that's normal to them. Normal occurrence. They meet God through their dreams. God speaks to them through their dreams. What else? Vision. Maybe you're sitting there right now and you're having a vision. Fried chicken. Pasta. I'm not talking about that, all right? That's not the vision that I'm talking about. But God speaks to us through visions. And you can also see that from time and time again in the scripture. There are many accounts in the Bible that God speaks through vision. And some of you here, the way God speaks to you many times through vision. God speaks to me many times through vision as well. I had, countless of visions that God has given me. I know that those are from God. So that's why, do not just dismiss the visions or the dreams that God that you see. Okay? Because the proper posture should be, God, is this Your vision? Is this Your dream? So speak to me, Lord. What is the meaning? You have to learn to go before the Lord and really seek if the dream that you see or that you that you see or the vision comes from Him. What else? Prophecy. How many of you here receive a prophecy already? Experience that? You receive a word from people who are prophetically gifted, but everybody can prophesy, as the Bible said. Okay, we just have to really yield or attune our ears to God and allow ourselves to be used of God to prophesy to somebody. Because, you know, the Bible says also that we all can prophesy, but you can receive also prophetic word from people. Amen? As God leads them to share the word of God to you. And also, how God speaks to us also through life experiences. And many times, God speaks to us, but we dismiss most of them because we thought that, oh, it's just a natural occurrence. But you never know that God is already speaking to you through what you are going through in your life. But you got to learn to ask the Lord. Because again, Christianity is about learning how to yield to God. Christianity is about putting your dependence upon God. In good times or bad times, you know, you've got to learn to yield or even ask God for what He is trying to say or trying to tell you regarding your experience or the events that are occurring in your life. You know, Mark Batterson, the author of How to Hear the Voice of God, said this: "Nothing has the potential to change your life like the whisper of God." Imagine one word from God can change the trajectory of your life. One word, one whisper from God can change your life. And he said, nothing will determine your destiny more than your ability to hear His still, small voice. So in other words, your life now is dependent on how you listen, how you hear from God. Now the question is, are you listening? And what voice and whose voice are you listening to? What is the number one again? And the second is position. Position is the right atmosphere to hear God. Okay? The right atmosphere to hear God. Now, a spiritual atmosphere positions us to hear from God. You know, how many of you know that it's difficult to listen to to God's voice when there are a lot of things happening around you and everything is chaotic? So the reason why I was meditating, you know, my devotions is in the book of Mark. Mark chapter 1. Jesus went to a solitary place and prayed. Why? Why would Jesus go to a solitary place in the first place to pray? Why? Because he wants to position himself for him to listen to God. It's like, you know, any normal talk with somebody. Would you be able to have a quality conversation with somebody when all around you, you know, there's too much noise? Too loud, the sound's too loud, people are talking. Or, you know, too loud that you cannot really hear. You can't hear each other. We need to be in a sweet spot to hear His whisper. Because again, many times God would speak to you in a still, small voice. Whisper. Are you hearing me? Do you hear what I'm saying? You see, when somebody is telling you something in a soft voice, what do you do? You lean on or you incline your ear so that you'll be able to hear, isn't it? The posture or the position is critical. So you see, there are some elements that sets spiritual atmosphere. And I want to give you two at least this morning. And, you know, the others will be discussed in a, you know, maybe in the coming weeks as we talk more about hearing the voice of God. The first one, from 1 Samuel chapter 3:7, it says here, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him." So the word of the Lord, that means we're talking about God's word. Hearing God's voice would be a lot easier when we seek to know the Lord through his word. In other words, you've got to familiarize yourself with the word of God. Why is that? Why is the word of God critical when we talk about, you know, having an atmosphere that so that we can hear the voice of God? Because everything that God speaks to us in alignment, it's always in alignment with the word of God. God will never contradict his word. So if God is speaking to you, it should be aligned. In alignment with the word of God. So the word of God builds a healthy environment. The word of God builds a healthy atmosphere. Because of course the word of God builds our faith. When your faith is built up, I tell you, there's something inside of you that when you capture. Now you're just reading the word. And all of a sudden, you know, something from that very word that you're reading is like pop up. And you capture it by faith. You know that, God, you've been speaking to me. Because I tell you, through the word that you're reading, it builds up your faith. What builds up your faith anyway? It's the word. Faith comes by hearing. You've got to hear the word through the word. That's why we need to learn, do our best to immerse ourselves into the word, into his word. Study the word. Meditate the word of God. Because the deeper we get into the word, the easier we recognize his voice. It would be easy. How many of you here, you experience counseling somebody and it's like you're losing words to share. And all of a sudden, the word of God pops up. You know, it's the word that you memorized. It's God telling you, you've got to share this. You've got to share my word. This is my word. Normally, what are the voices that we listen to? The different voices. Maybe the voice of the world. What is the voice of the world? The voice of the world will always tell you, you shop. Shop more until you drop. Okay, purchase this. You know, that's the world. You know, the world will always offer you. You know, the world has its voice. What else? The voice of the enemy. You know, the accusation, the lies, all these lies that comes into your head. There, you know, I tell you, there are the voice of the enemy. Oh, you are a nobody. You're a loser. How many of you, sometimes, you know, you hear that word, oh, you're a loser. That's the voice of the devil telling you the opposite of the plan of God in your life. And that the thing about this is most of us, because we are not familiar with the voice of God, we often listen to the voice of either the world or the enemy, and we believe them. We believe the voice of the enemy. Oh, I am a loser. I am nobody. Oh, nobody likes me. Paul doesn't like me. And you begin, you know, to marinate that in your mind. You process it. Oh, I am a nobody. You know, I'm a loser. So you become one. You know why? Because you listen to the voice of the enemy. There's the voice of the flesh. Hey, the voice of the flesh would always tell you, oh, okay, lunchtime, the preacher is having his, you know, he's stretching his message, and, you know, I'm already hungry. What I'm gonna eat for lunch, adobo, which restaurant, Jollibee again. The voice of the flesh, the voice of God. Whose voice are you listening to? You know, you have four options. Choose one. The voice of the world, the enemy's voice, the flesh. You see, if you don't get yourself strong in the Lord, if you don't build yourself, I tell you, if you don't build yourself in the Lord, the tendency will, you will listen to the voice of the flesh or the voice of the enemy or the world. That's why you have to be strategic. As a believer, you've got to be strategic. Oh, don't go to the church. It's a waste of time. You know, you've been so busy. You've been so tired. Just rest. And you listen to the voice of your flesh. Oh, yeah, I'm tired. I'll just take a rest. No time for God today. I'm not going to read my Bible because I cannot concentrate. You see, if you keep allowing your flesh, if you keep allowing the voice of the enemy, or if you keep allowing the voice of the world, by the time you know it, you're already far away from God. And here you're saying, you know, I attend in every nation, so what? The devil will tell you, so what? So what if you attend in every nation? But you don't really attend in every nation regularly, you just go to every nation once a year. That's why, you know, you've got to learn from this. Learn from what the Bible is telling us when it comes to building ourselves up in the faith. You see, I was talking to you about, you know, those people who went through the Victory Weekend. Why we do that in the first place? Why do we have to, you know, go and make disciples? Why do we have to establish you in the faith? You know, it's about helping you. When we talk about discipleship, it's about helping you. Helping you to be established in the faith, established in the word, established in the church. Because we know that through this, somehow, you have that rich deposit that whenever the enemy comes and the voice of the enemy will tell you, you know, your life is amounting to nothing. I tell you, you have a weapon. You can stand strong because you are built up. You're established. But if there's no deposit in your life, I tell you, when the enemy comes and just whisper, I tell you, it's not only God who whispers to us. The enemy will whisper. He will whisper and tells you, you know, take more time to build your account. While God is telling you, build yourself up in the faith, the enemy will tell you, consume your time building your account. Focus on earning money. When God is telling you, I have a plan for you. You know, God's plan is, I tell you, God's plan for you is to give you hope in the future. But the enemy will also tell you, I have a plan for you. My plan for you is to make you rich. Oh, I will be rich. And the enemy will tell you, that's why, you know, from Monday until Sunday, you work hard. Just consume yourself. Focus on earning money. Building your account. Don't listen to the leader. Just try, you know, your victory group leader who's always bugging you to attend the victory group. Your victory group leader who's always telling you to attend the church. Don't mind them. Focus. Focus your attention on building your account. Because I have a plan for you, says the devil. Are you getting this? But you see, later on you will find out, amen, I strayed away from the Lord. And my life is in a mess. Yes, I got promoted. I had a lot of money in my bank. But my family is in shambles. My relationship is in a mess. You know why? Because you believe the voice of the enemy. You're the voice of your flesh instead of listening to the voice of God. You see, there's a correlation between God's word and hearing God's voice. We all need the knowledge of God's word to determine whether if what we hear is from God. Are you hearing what God is saying? How will you know that? Through His word. Because everything that God speaks to us is in alignment with the very scripture that He has given us. Amen? And the second one is mentors. Again, there are more. Okay? Part of how to build the atmosphere, not only the word or by the company that you have. How many of you know that the company where you are part of, not the company, I'm not talking your company, the people that you hang out with, they will influence you. That's why the Bible talks about that. You know, there is a saying that bad company corrupts good character, right? So, what kind of people that you normally hang out with? Are you hanging out with people who will influence you to hear God or depend on God, or people who will redirect your life in pursuing of other things? It says in 1 Samuel 3, 8 and 9, says, a third time the Lord called Samuel. Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, here I am, you called me. Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. His name is the boy. Verse, so Eli told Samuel, go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. You know, here, we can see that one of the ways we can learn to hear the voice of God is by learning from others, particularly from our leaders. How many of you know that, you know, we all need someone to help us in our spiritual life, spiritual walk? We need mentors. We need somebody who will somehow show us how to listen to God's voice. Samuel here was instructed by Eli regarding what to do with the voice. What do you need to do with that voice that you hear? It must be God. You need to find someone who can guide you, give you the right advice, and who can help you discern God's will for your life. You see, when we have spiritual leaders or mentors, they will help us discern God's direction and help us discern the will of God. Amen? That's why it's important that we surround ourselves with a company of people who knows how to listen. People who would push you to God. Come on, listen. Listen to what God is saying. Spend more time with the Word. People who would provoke you to pursue God rather than pursuing the things of this world. Now, what should be our attitude as we seek to hear God's voice? And this will be my last one, is the word posture, the right attitude to hear God. Posture is the right attitude to hear God. Here in verse 10, it says, then Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. So Samuel's posture, upon learning that God has been calling him, responded in humility. Speak, for your servant is listening. You see, humility is the way to the heart of God. You want to hear the voice of God? You want to hear His whisper? You've got to be humble. Amen? God will never share His secrets to a proud person. Let me say that again. God will never speak or share His secrets to a proud person. I remember, you know, I'm still reading the book of Jeremiah. And one thing that I really found out is that many times God would speak to His people through Jeremiah time and time again. And He would tell them that, you know, you people, you Israelites, if only you listen to my voice, but because of your stubbornness and pride, and he specified the destruction, the impending destruction of the nation. You will be exiled in Babylon because you did not listen to my voice. Proverbs 11 verse 2 here says, pride goes before destruction. So, you know, it's important that we search our heart. God, remove every pride, even the iota of pride in my heart. Remove it, Lord, because pride keeps us away and distant from God. You see, that is the very nature of the enemy, of Lucifer. You see why Lucifer was thrown out by God from, he, you know, he Lucifer was, you know, the worship leader in heaven. Of course, he became Satan. Why? Because his heart, the Bible says his heart became proud. He became just like God. He wanted to become just like God. And God saw it. And he was thrown out from heaven because of pride. You see, pride shuts heaven's door. So you see, when it is present in our lives, it closes our spiritual ears to hear from God. It's like saying, God, I do not need to hear from you. I can do, you know, I can navigate my own life apart from you. So it shuts, you know, our spiritual ears to hear from God. James 4, verse 6. That's why the Bible says, God opposes the proud and shows favor to the humble. How many humble people we have here this morning? Wow, come on. How many humble people we have here? I'm just kidding. You see, it's very clear what the Bible says. God opposes the proud but shows grace, favor to the humble. So our attitude must always be in humility as we listen, as we seek to listen to the voice of God. Amen? So as we seek to know God personally and position ourselves to hear God with the right posture or attitude, we will surely live a life that is pleasing and honoring to God. As I end, sorry for the overtime, Mark chapter 4, 8 and 9, it says here, still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times. Then Jesus said, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. Let me ask you this. What kind of soil is our heart? What kind of soil is your heart? Because if your heart is ready, if your heart is healthy, your heart is good. Just like the parable of the sower, if your heart is good, you know, every word that is sown into that soil will bear fruit. And that is the kind of soil that God wants us to have, the soil of our heart. He doesn't want His word to be, you know, discarded. He wants His word to grow in our hearts. So is your heart, you know, is your heart a good soil? That when God whispers to you and speaks to you, He knows, my servant's or my child's heart is ready. It's a good soil. I know that my word will flourish and bear fruit in the heart of my servant or my child. So my prayer is that may the seed of God's word that He speaks to our spiritual ears would bear so much fruit in our lives.
Thank you for listening. Visit our website, everynationmacau.org, to hear more of our series podcasts, or if you wish to give online. God bless you.